Amendment 10 faced heated debate in the Missouri House during this year's legislative session. Democrats viewed it as an attack on Governor Jay Nixon for his long track record of withholding money from the state budget every year. During debate, Democrat Chris Kelly of Columbia told fellow House members that he too was frustrated with the governor over his numerous withholds, but he said that stopping Nixon by amending the Constitution would make it harder to produce a balanced budget, which the governor is required to do.
The way that we weaken the balanced budget is that the legislature can simply override withholdings and force an unbalanced budget. That, over time, is a bad path to go down.
Kelly also called it a permanent solution to a temporary problem, citing Nixon's eventual departure from the governor's office in January 2017. The sponsor, GOP House Member Todd Richardson of Poplar Bluff, disagreed. He said the amendment would allow the legislature to have a role whenever any Missouri governor oversteps his or her bounds.
Nothing in House Joint Resolution 72 prohibits, prevents, or restricts the governor's ability to withhold money when there is a financial justification for doing so. Not one thing.
Therein lies the issue. Republican lawmakers and the Democratic governor have been fighting for years over whether those withholds are justified. Nixon has withheld money from the budget every year he's been in office, choosing to release it later on whenever incoming budget revenue improved. He's accused GOP leaders both this year and in years past of sending him unbalanced budgets that needed to be set right. Republican leaders in turn accuse him of withholding money from the budget as punishment for their questioning his budget projections or his agenda. It's obviously no surprise that Nixon's opposed to Amendment 10.
I don't think it's the right policy to limit the power of the chief executive, a power that's been used by governors over the years. I don't think amending the Constitution to lessen the fiscal strength that has been mentioned literally in each of our AAA bond documents as a needed strength and has been used by governors for generations in Missouri to maintain that fiscal balance. But we'll let Missourians speak on that. I will be voting no.
Meanwhile, Amendment 10's supporters outside of the Missouri Capitol hallways are spending lots of money on commercials, like this one, attacking Nixon's handling of the state's economy.
It's appalling that Governor Jay Nixon repeatedly withholds education dollars from our local schools, especially when they're working so hard to regain full accreditation. That's failed leadership, and it needs to stop. By voting yes on Amendment 10, it will stop.
That ad features Bev Randles, chair of the Missouri Club for Growth. The group has a separate political action committee that's backed by wealthy financier Rex Singfield. So far, the Club for Growth PAC has raised more than $2 million for Amendment 10. That includes a single contribution of $1.2 million from Singfield alone. The Missouri Budget Project, a group that advocates for low-income residents, says the measure would further politicize the process of balancing the budget. The group also says several governors before Nixon have withheld money from the state budget, including Republicans Kit Bond, John Ashcroft, and Matt Blunt. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.